B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, sponsored by News Nation on WGN America. Facts, not opinions. News, not talk. Watch News Nation every night. That's 8, 7 Central on WGN America. Check your local listing. It's your news. It's your nation. Here's LBF. What's cool?
Okay, just in time for Halloween. The creepiest places in New England, in case you want to get your ghost on.
The creepiest places in New England?
Yeah.
You got all five?
Yeah.
Six.
No, I don't know. Just the basics. Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire,
Connecticut.
Vermont. Five. Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay,
good. It's just a gateway to New York.
That's
be honest.
All it is.
Go
all
right, ahead.
Brian, what do you have?
Well, just in time for Halloween, I have where you can go see Christmas lights this year.
That's good. Okay, I will share with you the most awesome four-year-old kid on the planet.
Okay.
Because this guy's taste buds know no boundaries.
That's pretty nice. It'd
be fun to feed this kid. Okay? Coming up. All right.
All right, so Thrillist came out with their creepiest places in every single state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do 50 because we don't have that kind of time. But I
coming
do have
in at number 50.
But New England, I got to tell you, the creepiest place in Maine, Mount Hope Cemetery in Bangor, which is where Pet Cemetery was filmed in 1989. Yep. In Vermont, it's Lake Bomaska State Park.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. Trailed off at the end a little.
People have seen a boatman rowing through the lake, but no ripples.
No ripples.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
in Massachusetts, there's a Lizzie board and
that's
bed
all they
and breakfast.
Got in Rhode Island.
Vermont.
No ripples?
No ripples. It's ghostly. Well, Lizzie board and bed and breakfast in Massachusetts. You can sleep in the bedroom where her mom was hacked up.
Oh,
that's
God.
Nice.
I don't think you're sleeping.
No. New Hampshire, the Mount Washington Hotel. I've been there, room 314.
Why?
Haunted.
Why is it
that
haunted?
That place shines. Well, what happened was the guy who built it, he died and left his wife before it was finished.
Room,
and then
room.
She remarried.
Yeah.
And then apparently she haunts the place.
In that room number?
Probably.
I bet people request that number.
I bet they do.
Yeah. I'd be like, why take it on?
If there's a lady in the bathtub,
come
run. I've seen that movie.
Come at me, bro.
Connecticut, the 1754 house, and the White Horse Tavern in Newport, Rhode Island, which, I don't know, they say they have a ghost by the fire, but they have the best Brussels sprouts ever.
Okay.
I've been there.
Good to know. Ghost and Brussels sprouts.
I'm not even
stay
kidding.
Stay for the ghost.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Brian.
All right. Well, you know, if you love Christmas lights, I know... That's the one thing, even with all the COVID stuff going on, you can still get in your car and drive around looking at Christmas lights.
So
my family always likes to do that.
Yeah.
And now, Gillette Stadium, because, you know, they can't have people over there for football games. They're going to be having the Magic of Lights drive-through experience. It's a mile-long, you know, holiday light display that you drive through in your car. All sorts of stuff. It should be really fun. It opens November 13th, but the pre-sale tickets... Yeah. The deal tickets go on sale on Friday.
And you bought your ticket already.
Somehow my wife already got tickets.
That's great.
Yeah, $25 a car.
That's
starts
not bad.
October 16th.
That's awesome.
Kids
you
like
buy
that.
Buy those tickets. Yeah, it'll be fun.
You know, they used to have them with, there'd be a hot cocoa station, maybe. You could stop and have that.
That's the nice
Santa's
thing about
lap.
Being in your car. You can just bring your own. You don't have to pay any more money.
Yeah, that's true, too.
We got our own, kids. Let's go.
And remember you used to sit on Santa's lap? Not
no.
this year.
No.
I was
nope.
never a big fan of that
nope.
either.
Nope. It's wrong with you.
I'm like, can I just tell
who hurt you
from right
you?
Here?
Who hurt you?
Okay. As I say to my kids, who dropped you? I didn't. I didn't drop you. Someone else busted. All right. Finally, talking about this four-year-old kid is amazing. He's got an incredible, set of taste buds on him because nothing, there's hardly anything this kid won't eat. So his parents are fascinated by it, and they gave him a little taste test.
Oh, fun.
So here is the little four-year-old boy, his recent taste test. There's only two foods he didn't like. Check this out.
Taste test challenge.
All right, first we have pickled beets. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Cottage cheese.
Thumbs up.
Kippered herring on a saltine cracker. Take a big old bite. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right, horseradish. Balsamic vinegar.
Take a little bitty taste.
What do you think? Thumbs up or down?
So he didn't like balsamic.
Oh, you know, you gotta pair it with a tomato and basil and mozzarella.
I know, right? Yeah, I know.
I bet nobody's gonna steal his lunch. Anybody want to trade for some kippered herring?
I like a kippered herring. It's the only way to have it.
Really?
Kippered, yeah. You don't want it not kippered.
You eat sardines out of the can.
I do. It's good for you.
Is it?
Heart healthy.
Not for anybody around you.
You know what? One thing I know about that. I never have to share.
It's true.
I don't go in the pantry and go, gee,
I shouldn't eat these.
Who ate my sardines? I don't say that either. All right, 626. Hey, Genesis, your 80s artist of the day today. 8 o'clock, your first crack at $500.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it is 6:30. We just did our cool thing, LBF. You were talking about the six New England states, their creepiest places.
To go.
Here it's Lizzie Borden's place.
Yep.
Right? And then in New Hampshire is the Mount Washington
Hotel.
Now, what's the deal there?
It's haunted.
Okay.
Because it's haunted by the lady who had it built.
Well, yeah,
her husband died, and then she died there, and then.
All right, we have. Someone in the car wants to, I guess, give you a little more on that.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's that? Yeah.
Hey, so that Mount Washington Hotel, I've stayed there, and I was two rooms down from the haunted room, as they call it.
Yeah.
And, in the middle of the night, my lights come on. No idea how it happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my colleagues, because I was at a conference, he stayed in the room next to me, which was next to the haunted room. The same sort of thing happened to him. And then he felt like a presence, as in a person kind of strolling on through the room.
Wow.
It was scary. It was kind of weird.
Were you by yourself?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I was. And, wow. And he was as well. It was a conference for work.
Where were you? Yeah, I was by myself. Why do you ask? I was at work.
Yeah, he's just calling to share.
Very
is this Dominic West?
Would you say it was creepy?
It's very creepy. And then in the basement, they have this tavern.
Yeah.
You can feel something's going on down there as well.
So it's a cool hotel, but you're right. I stayed there and something happened with the ceiling fan in the middle of the night. It started to go on.
That's fun.
And it was like...
No, but it's a nice hotel,
right? Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yep. It's like old-fashioned.
Yep, but it shines.
Right out of the shine.
You and I know. Yeah. Yep.
No kidding. It seems benign. I mean, if that's all going to mess with the lights.
Yeah, I guess, but still, it's a ghost.
Yeah. You think they'd get, after a while, the...
And it's creepy when you're checking in. There's her picture.
I know.
Right above you.
Cool,
the picture?
Yeah, there's a picture
of her.
Day,
take care.
All right, see ya.
Oh, no, that's great. Good tip. No. Yeah, I mean.
So when you do check in, there's her picture right there. So it's like,
Beware.
Beware.
What room?
Behave in your conference.
What room is it?
314.
314. Good. You know, I was going to say, you think the ghost would get bored? I mean, that's your.
Well, no way. Can you imagine
night,
what goes on at those conferences?
Oh.
She's like, well, sir.
Wow. I forgot about that.
Ghost scorn.
It's a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
I thought she'd get bored flicking
stories.
The lights on and
off.
No.
She might be like,
bored,
who's in here?
Eternity's a long time.
Oh, she wanted to see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's what she's doing.
She's a pervy
She's
ghost.
Checking in the room. Oh. And you and Dave stayed there.
We had Lucy in, weirdo.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Spoiler alert. Okay.
No kidding.
All right. Okay. Well, that's fun. Thank you, caller. 6:33. What's coming up? Dirty laundry.
Well, we have the affair part. Three.
Doesn't end.
This Dominic West thing, it's a series of its own. He doesn't need the affair. He has his own little
there
thing.
There is a plot twist to this, though, that I didn't see coming.
I don't know. And
I'm
very interested in this approach.
Yeah. Okay. I know you wouldn't take it, but we'll see what your wife says.
So.
Okay. Hi, Brian.
Haunt for all eternity. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.